some very random thoughts and some open-ended questions which occurred to me whilst I was visiting the site. Again, I qualify this by saying that obviously they're the views of one person and they're the views of a patient who was facing a decision at the time herself. So you may think some of them are not worth noticing. You may think some of them are worth delving deeper into. I'll leave that thought with you. Firstly, it's made clear at the outset that Bresdex is a decision-making aid. It was never intended or designed to be used in isolation. And Lisa and Veronica have already touched on the fact that every patient is different. What's right for one is wrong for another. Patient involvement is obviously a very welcome thing. But no patient should ever feel in any way burdened by being given this choice, nor should she feel unsupported while she's considering the options. Bresdex should only ever be used in conjunction with any advice and support that's given by the nurses and the consultant. One thing that's been alluded to already is not all patients have access to computers or are happy using the internet. And I wonder, are patients likely to use the website in the evening when they can't ring a breast care nurse for clarification or support? Is Bresdex going to be available for patients to access on a computer within breast units for those patients who either don't have a computer at home or would feel more comfortable looking at it, either with a breast care nurse present or at least down the corridor, so if they do have issues or want to delve into something deeper, they can. For those who do look at it outside of clinic hours, would it be useful maybe to have some sort of a link on there that lists all the hospital names? And then once you click on your hospital's name, you could have a contact number for the breast care team within that hospital or trust. Just a thought. Is Bresdex likely to be available to anyone to access via the World Wide Web, or is there going to be a password? Because I know when initially I used it, I was given a password. Recently, I've gone into it without one. Also, I'm not clear, read the forum. Is the forum intended only to cover issues specifically related to making the decision, or is it envisaged that there is going to be a more general forum on breast surgery and issues relating thereto? And also, who is going to be the facilitator or the moderator? Just a thought. To some extent, I guess the number of women accessing the Bresdex site is dependent upon there being sufficient breast care nurses across the whole NHS to be able to introduce it to patients and to be available to discuss their concerns or issues. It may also require some basic things like extra computers in breast units and quiet rooms where patients can go and have a look at it. Breast care nurses, after all, provide information, advice, support, counselling, and perhaps most importantly of all, they give hope and encouragement to so many women facing up to a diagnosis of breast cancer and guide them through what can be a long and fairly tortuous journey. And whilst paying tribute to all the breast care nurses in this room, may I briefly acknowledge my own debt to the breast care team in Derby, and in particular to Veronica, who has always made time to explain things and clear up any confusion. And sometimes all you need is for somebody to go over something and to explain it in a way that makes common sense to somebody who's not a healthcare professional. And I will always value her support and input and her encouragement over the last 6 months, I greatly appreciate. A small